Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. In Volo Bog in northern Illinois, there was a legend about a mysterious monster lurking in the shadows. People whispered that it had glowing red eyes and sharp pointy teeth. They said it would only come out at night, scaring anyone who dared to venture into the bog. Some claimed to have seen its shadowy figure moving through the mist. Okay, in reality, there's no evidence of any such legend. That was generated completely by AI. But here's the reason I had AI generate that story for you. I had been hearing stories throughout my childhood about some sort of monster that lived in Volo Bog. And I've been really surprised that with all my internet searches, I've never found anyone else sharing any stories of any monsters in Volo Bog. So we went to take a look, and we're going to tell you about it. Let's get weird. I'll start by telling you my stories. Not really stories. These are like fragments of memories of stories. Pretty sure it was my older brothers telling me these stories, so this could have been just something they were saying to scare their younger brother, but
I still remember hearing about it somewhere from someone. And since nobody else is talking about it, then it hasn't been investigated either. So at the very least, we're going to be the first ones to ever look for it. So we might be creating our first interdict.
Alright.
Even though we're opening ourselves up to a whole bunch of trolls who are saying, I've lived in Volo for 40 years and I've never heard of any monster.
Was this cryptid ever described to you?
It was when I was a kid, but I don't remember.
Well, if we see a giant mutant, like, hopping over to us and trying to attack us, we'll know.
This isn't very far away from McKenzie, where the
spot is. Right. For some reason, I'd always picture it as something aquatic and reptilian.
I remember something about a creature that lived in the actual water of Volo Bog, and it was lizard-like. It was a picture like the creature from the Black Lagoon combined with an alligator, that kind of thing. Beyond that, I really don't remember much, other than I remembered I never wanted to go to Volo Bog. So I did, as I mentioned, an internet search, and I was trying to find anything weird that has ever been recorded at Volo Bog. Now, there weren't any actual stories recorded, but apparently there are people who gather there every so often to do ghost stories, usually around Halloween. So I don't know if those are just random ghost stories or if these are ghost stories specific to Volo Bog. Maybe we'll check it out next Halloween and find out. The only other thing I could find is there have been rumors of strange noises and strange shadows that appear usually at dusk. So it was enough to get us out there looking anyway. The bog itself is considered to be a national landmark. It's a very big area controlled by the, I believe it's the Lake County Forest Preserve. It could be the State Forest Service as well, I'm not sure. But it is an area with a lot of natural areas and a picnic grove and a lot of visitor interpretation out there. There's even like a visitor center, but it was closed when we were there. Looks more like a barn. It's a giant swamp, and it's covered with sphagnum moss, which you really don't want to touch if you can avoid it, because it causes all kinds of problems. It has floating trees on the moss, and it has this deep lake in the middle of it with really poor drainage. And apparently that leads to high acidity, which causes things like sphagnum moss to grow there. And it causes the area to have like different plants and animals than other areas around it. To me, that just screamed weird place that should have something even weirder there.
Yeah, with the variation, you kind of think in the back of your mind, there's got to be something unique over there.
Yeah.
As in like a new creature.
So we went out there couple hours before dark. We're hoping to it's always tricky with these places because they close right around dark, and you know, you don't want to get locked in, but at the same time you want to be there like right as the sun is going down.
What we ended up walking on first was like a floating walkway. It was like, I think it was part bridge, I think, part walkway.
Yeah, pretty deep into the swampy area there.
Yeah.
And my understanding is they had to make it floating because the water level goes up and down so much that, you know, it so that they don't have to close every week because the thing's underwater, they just put it on floats so it would go up.
Yeah, the weird thing about that is that we had two very different choices to go through at that point.
Mm-hmm.
One was, you know, the normal dry land that seemed actually pretty dark to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the scary bridge. We chose the scary bridge.
Yeah.
Great.
This bridge is the most monstrous thing we're going to see.
That we are doing. I don't know, we might be going slower then. As long as we keep the speed, it should be fine. Oh my! I feel less safe on this.
Yeah, this wood feels like it's about to go.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, definitely no survivor.
No. Oh, watch out there. It's really steep for some reason.
Another one.
Oh, other.
This is just old water on the river. They use some sort of weird construction material on it.
They're all broken. Oh, here we go. No. There's some opening over there.
Oh, yeah, that's sketchy. Oh, my.
I don't like being last here.
I'm sorry.
First is not much better. At least you'll get to see us go in if one of these boards gets
here. This is just a boat.
Yeah. This is it.
Well, would it be nice to go fishing here?
I don't know if there's fish here.
Huh.
I presume so. So everything here floats, even the trees.
Huh. Everything.
How deep is this water? Right,
50 feet deep?
What? Whoa,
50 feet deep.
Whoa!
But yeah, as you were saying, due to the deepness of the area of the water, it was not a good place to be.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I read, like, the water is so deep because there's so many plants. I didn't think they could, like, survive when the water is that deep.
You know, I think what it is, after reading a bit more about it, I think there's actually a layer of moss, like, 6 feet under the water or something, and the plants are actually growing on the moss, like dirt.
So you're telling me there was, like, a little sponge or a trampoline under it that you could just go on?
Yeah, and if you fall through it, you'll drop another 45 feet.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm sure glad we didn't drop there now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure while we were walking. I was like, I think we might just fall in water that's not so deep. But now I realize it actually was deep.
In some parts, I think it was. And in other parts, you were probably right. It was probably just like, you know, 2 or 3 feet deep and we would have been fine.
Yeah, the deepest part of the entire area was like 50 feet. Yeah, and that was at the end of the walkway.
Yeah, but that walkway, I mean, it was, well, we learned a couple steps in that we had to walk down the dead center, because if we walked on either side of it, it started rocking back and forth and trying to throw us over the side.
As we kept going, the material started swapping and changing.
Yeah. It went from this, let's see, it started off with, like, wood, right?
No, it started off with, it wasn't a wood material, I don't think.
Hmm.
It was some kind of plastic.
But it wasn't the goofy plastic at the end that we dealt with. It was like a plastic plank or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And then it went to wood, and then it went to those weird, like, spongy wood things.
All deteriorating slowly.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was real wood that had become so waterlogged that when you step on it, it gives, like, 3 inches.
I'm pretty sure it's just that.
Oh, wow.
It must have been there a long time.
Okay, here's where it gets worse. What the? Oh, I'm just looking at that image. early loggers. Thousands of years, logs have been used as hunting grounds. Oh, it's just more history, but the picture caught my eye.
Yeah.
Dead alien.
Yeah. Did you see dry land
ahead? Oh. Oh, this ain't much better.
Yeah, dry may have been a overstatement on my part.
Holy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's birds.
Oh, there's a beaver dam.
Oh.
That's quite a structure. I presume it's a beaver dam, not a fog monster hideout.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it was literally going into the water.
Yeah,
it was scary.
It was detached from each other. It was that bad. Because, like, when you took a step, you were in front of me. It moved. It, like, changed a little bit. And then when I took a step, it did the same thing.
Yeah, and I kept telling you guys as we were walking down, I was like, you know, if there is something out here and we have to run away from it on this bridge, we're goners.
Yeah. I also said I hope the monster falls into the water before us.
Right.
There was definitely going to be something going up and grabbing me by the foot, pulling me down.
Yeah. And if I could make one recommendation to the people who are taking care of Bolo Bog, it's this. Rails. Handrails would be really nice on that bridge.
Yeah, it's like balancing on a tightrope without the bridge, or without the railing.
So we finally made it off the walkway, and there were some beautiful views out there, and there were some spots where we were really expecting to see something. But then we decided we were going to take a walking path. And again, the bog gave us two choices. There was the deer path overlook, or whatever it was called, and then there was the tamarack trail.
Like a formal trail. Let's see what it is.
2.75 miles, or no. Yep.
How could that be the same trail
that starts over
there?
Wait, what? Same trail?
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, the trail we didn't take earlier, almost would have gone right when we went left. It's a Tamarack Trail, 2.75 miles. Same
trail, but backwards.
Maybe it goes all the way around the bog.
May as well take it.
You end up for a 2.75 mile walk?
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
Sorry for the poop.
So we need a scatologist with us, or a poopologist with us. Tell us what kind of poop that is.
Yeah. Where's Bill when you need him?
Pick up a little piece and start chewing on it.
Now, they didn't say how long the deer path overlook was, but it looked pretty darn short.
At first, it kind of just seemed like a casual, you know, paved area. But as we kept going, you know, we started to notice tall grasses. And in a few places, kind of a mist made of gray trees, also like some fog behind it.
Yeah, coming off the water.
Yeah, it was kind of a mix of both, and in our past investigations, we kind of faced a similar thing where trees kind of made the it look like it was pure mist, but it really wasn't.
Yeah, and we started seeing all that stuff after we made the decision to take the 2.75 mile Tamarack Trail.
The color of the
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how many people visit this place every year. I don't think anybody gets into that.
No. It's just like corn. I mean, you could go through it somewhat, but like...
You wouldn't know what's 5 feet away from
you. Yeah. You might want to go the shorter way, maybe.
Well, that's Tamarack. That's the one that goes 2.75 miles. Wow. This is Deer Path. It's probably like another half mile. Probably have another 2 miles to go from that. Long way.
Alright.
Alright. Another paw print. Big, but not abnormally big.
Nice one. Recorded.
So you can see a coyote in the daytime. It's bad news. They either have rabies or they're underfed. In either case, they're dangerous.
Well, hopefully it's far away from us somewhat.
Grab it?
Yep, in there, somewhere.
We got for the dog poop.
Ugh, that's a big dog.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what's been leaving the tracks. The shame of it is, I'm getting good enough at this that I can tell that was from a domestic dog, not a coyote. Great, I'm becoming the poopologist.
Yeah.
That was a long and winding trail. And I don't know. I've walked 3-mile trails before. And this one, I don't know if it's because there were so many hills or because it was pitched differently or because it kind of went narrow at points or what, but this was the most grueling 3-mile trail I've been on in a long time. It felt like 6 miles, not 3.
You could argue the treachery and the great disastrous adventure we went on made it harder, but I've walked around a track that's 1 mile each like full round. About 8 times in a row. I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a sunny, or it was on a really hot day, and I was still okay with it somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But that, no. Still, it was still a lot. So yeah. It was not 2.75.
No, I really don't think it was either. I think somebody's messing with us, whoever made that sign.
Yeah. Overall, the place didn't seem that welcoming. It looked run down. There were a lot of errors that I could see. Mm-hmm. No rail, wrong markings.
Well, I mean, it is a bog. The fact that they keep it up at all, I guess we should be grateful for.
Now, one thing that I should mention is at one point on this journey, we came across this big gravel mountain.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a hillside, but like right next to it is some construction. I have no idea what they're doing, but they somehow managed to make that. That giant hill.
I really expected to see Bigfoot peeking over the top of that hill.
Yeah, and then just waving at us. Hey, you guys need a hand?
As you said, we could have shot the video that nobody would believe.
Yeah.
I think they were digging a gravel pit of some sort. It looked like they were just, you know, digging.
Connecting that to the bar walk, about how far, according to the points, was that? Like over a mile?
I think it was probably less than a mile.
Okay, well, supposedly less than a mile.
Mm-hmm.
We were already so far away from that mountain, and it was just far in the distance. It looked even bigger, but it really, that was the moment where I thought in my head, this is not like half a mile or less than a mile.
Yeah, so we were looking for cryptids on most of that walk. Admittedly, by the end of the walk, I was looking for the end of the walk, but yeah. But early on we were looking for cryptids, and you know, I was really watching every bit of water that we passed really closely. I kept expecting to see like a reptilian head poking out of the water and kind of looking around and then going back under.
That'd be a reward for us at that point.
Yeah, so we did saw some good cryptid habitat, I think.
Like I said before, a lot of grass, plenty of paths anyway, especially a lot of wildlife. And, you know, we've been to quite a few places where there's deer and squirrels, of course, and all the random normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this area had larger amounts of those animals.
Yeah, yeah. We were seeing, it seemed like every few feet we were seeing rabbits or squirrels or field mice or deer or something.
Yeah, heck, I even managed to find a completely black some kind of animal that just crossed by really fast.
Yeah, and we saw a beaver dam at one point.
That's true.
So that, to me, that just screams prey. You know, yeah. if there's a Bigfoot or a dogman or something out there, or, you know, unidentified reptilian swamp creature, it could eat really, really well. And there's plenty of water there to drink, and, you know, you've got the tall grass to hide in and the thick trees.
And assuming this is a water creature, they could stay under there for quite a while.
Yeah.
Maybe probably underneath all the moss and stuff down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a great way to hide and minimize sightings.
Yeah. We kept expecting to see it. Like, around every turn, we'd get to a certain spot and we'd say, oh, this would be a perfect place for Bigfoot. Then we get to another, like, more wooded spot and say, oh, this would be a perfect place for Dogman. We get to the swamp and we're looking for the thing to creep out. And, you know, probably the most cryptic thing we saw was that weird note that somebody left in the blind.
Yeah. Just one big blind that I don't understand. How these people even found it in the first place.
Yeah, that somebody felt the need to write their personal story and advice in the blind.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So, I mean, the potential for cryptids is there, but we really didn't see anything. So we can't really disprove the internet at this point.
Yeah. Anytime I thought, like, I was hearing something or, you know, I thought I saw something, it turned out it was just an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also forgot to mention there were a ton of birds.
Oh, yeah.
Way more than I've ever heard nor seen.
Now, when they talk about mysterious sounds, I have to say there were some bird calls that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And I've heard some birds, but I swear one of them sounded like a pterodactyl.
One sounded like a whale?
Yeah, one sounded like a whale. One sounded like a pigeon, like on Ritalin or something.
Yeah.
It's really some crazy sounds out there.
But hey, at the end, in horrible pain, we made it to the end, and it turned out that was the second path, right next to the bridge.
Yeah, that's true. The end of the Tamarack path was actually next to that first place we went.
Yeah,
so
it was a long, long full circle.
So no matter which path we chose, we were in for either terror or pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, foolish us, we took both. Yeah. Hopefully you can learn from our pain and only go to Bolo Bog if you're planning on taking a really, really long and challenging walk. If you do happen to go to the bog and see a mysterious creature, we would love to hear about it. Or if you've heard any of these stories that are like the ones that I heard growing up about something paranormal being in that bog, I'd love to hear that as well. So, as always, thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and thanks for leaving your comments.